Well, over the past few years and also over the past few weeks, it's been our pleasure to have musicians from the Center for Young Musicians. The Center for Young Musicians provides instruction at centers both in Wexford and Sewickley. And today we have four violinists that are here with us. William Davis is from Avonworth Middle School, and Haley Raphael is from Shadyside Academy Middle School. Actually, Anna couldn't be with us today. Bernardo Vieira is from Marshall Elementary School. Hopefully I got that close to right. And you'll have a chance to meet William, Haley, and Bernardo directly after their music. But first, we're going to turn it over to them. They're accompanied with Leah and Tanya, both instructors at the Center for Young Musicians. I think you'll probably recognize the first song, so we'll have them start playing, and then we'll talk a little bit with Tanya throughout. Here they are, three very talented violinists from the Center for Young Musicians. Beautifully done, and that is a Twinkle variation that was arranged by Suzuki and the Suzuki method. Tanya is a method that one of the methods used. Tell me a little bit about the Suzuki method. Some people are still getting familiar with it.
Right, the Suzuki method has been around since I believe the 60s, actually, or even before that. Now that I think about it, end of World War II, I guess. And it's a method that's also called the mother tongue approach. It's where we learn music as a language. So kids start very, very young. They're introduced to music first, especially by listening and it just being in their environment. The parents are very involved and will often learn the instrument first, and then they'll really be involved with practicing at home and being essentially the home teacher.
And at the Center for Young Musicians, how young do children start?
Kids at the Center for Young Musicians usually go through actually an early childhood music program first. So those kids will usually approach their instrument when they're between 4 and 5 years old. Other kids, though, can start as young as 3. It just depends on the program they're attending.
Terrific. And next, I think it's another song that is likely to be recognized by you if you grew up with music in your life. We'll see if you can recognize it. We'll tell you what it is after you hear it. The first song was played by all three kids, by the way, and I think this next one will be as well from the looks of the ready positions. So here once again, the Center for Young Musicians. And if you said go tell Aunt Brody, you were correct. And I'll tell you, looking at the three musicians that are here today, you know, their posture and playing stance is perfect. You can tell that they really respect the instruments that they're playing, but at the same time, you can tell you guys are really having a good time, too, making music together. You sound just Beautiful. And next, what will happen now, Tanya, for your next number?
We're going to play Minuet 1, which is a piece near the end of Book 1 of Suzuki. There are actually 8 books in the method, and then the last, there are also Book 9 and 10, which are just more advanced pieces. So these are all pieces these kids will be playing today.
Excellent. Once again, here's our ensemble from the Center for Young Musicians. Was beautifully done. William and Haley were featured on that, and it was Minuet 1 by Bach. And next, you have something from Handel, right?
Right. One thing that was really important to Suzuki was actually to give kids really great music to play. So some of this music won't be actually originally written for violin, but he transcribed a lot of it to make it accessible for us to play all these great melodies.
And this is Judas Maccabeus?
Correct.
And again, will this feature all three?
Actually, just Haley and William.
Just Haley and William on this one. And once again, the Center for Young Musicians and our violinists we're showcasing today. Now, 15 minutes after 10, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio, and it's a pleasure today to have violinists from the Center for Young Musicians, and we have three more numbers that you'll hear from them. These are all great selections to listen to, and then we're going to talk with Bernardo and Haley and William, and I think Nick, too. We'll talk with Nicholas. You think? We might as well. We'll talk together, too. Nicholas is Bernardo's brother, who's here. What's next?
Next will be Hunter's Chorus, and this is a really fun piece for a lot of kids. It's in Book 2 of the Suzuki Method, and it's one of the first quicker pieces we play.
Well, that was beautifully done. And if you would like more information about the Center for Young Musicians, you can go to youngmusicians.org, or you can phone 724-935-0505. You can get details about programs for kids of all ages and all levels. A lot of students are from areas north of the city, since there are centers in Wexford and Sewickley. But I know that is not always the case, because there are students from other regions as well, given the instructors and the traditions that have been established at the Center for Young Musicians. Now, next is a piece that I think a lot of people will recognize, too.
Yes, this is going to be Humoresque. It's a very famous piece. I think most people recognize the melody. It's a book three piece, and it's where one of the pieces that we first used to introduce the concept of creating musical characters and contrast.
Here again, the Center for Young Musicians. Humoresque, which has been used as the base for a lot of parodies, too, in addition to its performance as a classical piece. You may have recognized the melody as you were listening to it. Thank you so much. We're going to talk with all the kids after you play. And I want to turn to Tanya one more time and just ask if there's anything else you'd like to mention that we haven't covered this morning.
We are offering actually some discovery camps this summer for kids that are 3 and 4 years old, and I believe there are still some openings in Wexford and Sewickley. The camps will run one in June and one in July. So if you're interested, please call or visit our website for more information.
Excellent. And that's 724 935-0505 or youngmusicians.org. We'll talk with William and Haley and Bernardo and Nicholas, too, after the closing theme now from the Center for Young Musicians. Thank you very much, the Center for Young Musicians.